Today is Monday, February 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Based on what Big Fatty says, I think I'm supposed to say rabbit, rabbit, or something like that. I don't know. I don't even know where that comes from. I could Google it. I could look it up, but I haven't. I'm not really sure. Maybe one day I'll look it up, but I'm not really sure where that comes from. And he may have even talked about it on one of his episodes. I'm not really sure. So over the weekend, it was kind of an uneventful weekend, except I got a couple of things done around the house. Well, really just one thing done around the house. So Friday night, we did not have a Mix Minus episode, and Mark and I watched Drag Race and a couple of other things and just had a relaxing evening. And that was nice because it had been a really busy week at work. And, you know, my boss told me I asked too many questions and yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. And so I was ready for a little bit of a break. And so that was nice. And then on Saturday, we got up and had breakfast. And I can't remember. Actually, we got up and I weighed myself and I did lose weight. So I don't know the exact amount, but I'm going to say in 2 weeks, I've lost around 4 pounds. So, and I don't know, that first week, I didn't, like I told you guys, I didn't weigh myself before I started because I was so worried about what I weighed. Which doesn't make sense. Somebody was talking about how it didn't really make sense that I didn't weigh myself. And it may have been Fatty, I'm not really sure, on his show. I've talked about him twice already in the first two minutes of this episode. But somebody mentioned that it didn't really make sense that I wasn't going to weigh myself. And I understand that, but I thought it was just going to be too depressing a number. And a lot of times the first week you start a new diet or whatever, you can lose a lot of water weight and stuff like that first week. So I thought, well, if it's too depressing, maybe I can lose 4, 5, 6, 7 pounds in that first week and at least have it be less depressing. But it probably is flawed logic. I probably should have weighed myself because then I would know, you know, exactly how much weight I've lost in the 3 weeks. But I didn't, so it is what it is. So I've lost around 4 pounds, and it's going slower than I had thought it would go because, like I said, usually the first 2 or 3, 4 weeks, I lose a lot more, and then it starts to go down to around 1.5 or 2 pounds a week after that. And I'm not exercising right now, so I'm thinking it may be because of the fact that I'm not exercising. But also maybe as I'm getting older, it's just harder to lose weight. Ugh. It's already a pain in the butt. It's already a pain in the butt to try to lose weight and stay on some. And, you know, it's interesting because they say, whoever they is, weight loss experts, they say that being on a diet is horrible and people who diet are the ones that yo-yo up and down and back and forth and side to side and you gain more than you lost. And it's true. That is true that happens because I'm a testament to that fact. I would diet and then I would gain back more. And the last time I dieted, I gained back quite a bit more than I was. I gained probably 10 additional pounds on top of the weight I was before I started my last diet. And so it is true, but then how do you lose weight and maintain it? You have to modify the way you're eating and you have to modify your level of exercise. There's no other way. If you maintain the same level of eating and the same level of exercise, you will either continue to gain weight or at the very best, you'll keep whatever weight you're at. So if you want to lose weight, you have to modify your eating, which you can call that a diet or not, but it is. Now, I guess what you can't do is go on something that's short term and then go back to eating the way you did before. And that's the hard part. So you have to really find something that you can, some moderation level of eating that you can maintain for the rest of your life and some level of activity that you can keep doing. So anyway, regardless, it is what it is. I'm doing what I'm doing, but I'm not losing as much as I had hoped. But I'm just going to stick with it. Saturdays, I'm going to keep my cheat day on Saturdays because I need a day to be able to let my hair down and relax and, you know, eat whatever I want to, basically. And I maybe I think Weight Watchers has a way to, when you get to the weight that you want, you can modify it so that you're not losing, but you're maintaining. And so maybe you, and after you do that long enough, maybe that would just kind of become a habit and get incorporated into your brain so that you just kind of modify your eating and it just stays that way forever. And occasionally you can cheat or you can have something, you know, really fattening or whatever, and then you go back to a healthier eating the next week or whatever the case may be. You just can't completely go off the hill, jump off the bandwagon or whatever you call it. What do you call it when you if you're a sober person and you drink, there's a phrase for it and I can't think of it. Anyway, regardless, I don't know how else to lose weight other than modify my diet. So if you want to call it a diet, fine. If you don't, fine, whatever. So anyway, I haven't lost as much as I want, but I am losing and I'm going to continue on because as long as I'm losing at least a pound a week, I think I just need to be happy with that. I need to say, you know what? I'm a little bit older, et cetera, et cetera. It may take me a little bit longer to get where I want to go, but I'm going to continue on this path and I don't want to kill myself either. I mean, that's the thing. You don't want to take all the joy out of your life. And some people say, oh, I'm just going to start treating food as fuel. But I get a lot of joy out of food. And I like cooking and I like tasting new things. And I can't treat it just like fuel. That's just not me. So on Saturday, we, other than getting up and weighing myself and finding out that I had lost some more weight, we did go ahead and I decided that I wanted to hang these shadow boxes that I've had on the floor. And I don't know if I've talked about them, but I have a lot of Pride 48 stuff from the various event in these shadow boxes. And I don't know how much they weigh. I've never weighed them, but when I try to pick them up, they feel really heavy. So I've always been afraid to put them on the wall in the normal fashion that you would put a picture or something. And so, like I said, I had done research and I'd gotten Googled some information and found out that if you have something really heavy you want to put on a wall, you can use something called either a Z-bar or a French cleat, and I had never heard of it before. And so Mark and I went, he wanted to look at some nurseries for some plants and some plant supplies, and then I wanted to get these French cleats. And so we went to Home Depot, and then we went to Lowe's. And finally found the size that I needed. And also I needed three of them. I needed three sets because I have three shadow boxes. So got those. He did whatever looking for plants and stuff that he wanted to do. We kind of, you know, just kind of had a little afternoon out. It was interesting because even though a lot more people are wearing masks than used to here in Arkansas, there were still people who were not wearing masks, and it was really, and we were over in one section of Home Depot and a woman coughed. Now she had a mask on, but she had it halfway down. She had it, for whatever reason, she had taken it halfway down. She was talking to her son or something, and then she coughed, and Mark and I both like looked at each other, and we quickly as we could walk without looking like we were running, we like walked really fast over to a different section so we'd get away from her. And so we came home and I put the French cleats, and it was kind of a pain in the butt because I wanted them to all be, obviously, on each shadow box, I wanted it to be in the same level on the wall. I wanted it to be, you know, straight and also level and all that stuff. But it's probably a 7 or 8 foot span of wall. But I found in my bag of tricks in the garage where I keep all the tools and stuff, I found something that I had completely forgotten about. And it's a laser level. And so you put it on the wall and it shoots a red laser beam in a straight line. And so what I was able to do is kind of get that first one done and then use the laser level to shoot the laser line across the wall and have Mark hold that in place. And then I went and did the next one and made sure it lined up with that laser line. And then I did the next one and made sure it also lined up with the laser line. And I would say it's not perfect, like to the centimeter, but they're really, really close. It's a pretty nifty little tool. And it's funny because the laser line actually went around corners. I didn't know that lasers would go around corners, but there's clearly a corner in the wall, and the laser continued on the next wall around the corner. It was so weird. So that was interesting. So I did that, and they're still holding. So Dean Barney on Twitter said that I should put my what do you call them? My assless jeans or something like that in my shadow boxes, but they're the ones where they show a little bit of my butt cleavage on top. And I'm not going to put those in the box because maybe after I lose some weight, just enough to leave a little cushion for the push-in, I might wear them again sometime. So we did that, and then Sunday was uneventful, really. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.